can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains in the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 18th day of June, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. In prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to check your stored water. Make sure that it's in good condition, ready for drinking, and that you've got all that you need. Heads up on storage. Do not use plastic milk cartons. They will degrade and the water will just go every place. Do not use plastic milk cartons to store water in. 2-liter soda bottles work fine. Make sure they're thoroughly cleaned out. And of course, 55-gallon barrels are excellent as well. There are also these plastic liners for your bathtub, specifically made to store water, and you might want to check those out as well. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is the proprietor, the CEO of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir, and excuse me. Belated Happy Father's Day to you, sir.
Well, thank you, and same to you.
All of our listeners and everything out there. And for Father's Day and everything, ladies and gentlemen, remember, there are some that don't have their fathers with them anymore. Myself, Teresa, a couple of others. And for them, Father's Day is kind of a somber moment, especially if the loss of their father is not men, but in the last, you know, a few years, and in some cases, months. Young lady that has been, she was a sales rep for one of the companies that we used as a supplier when we first got into this business. And she left that business and went to another one, so we followed her, mainly because of her customer service. She always worked for companies that had high quality products and everything else. And, Rachel, if you're listening this morning, Teresa and I wish you the best and tell your mom hello for us. She lost her dad earlier this year, this was their first Father's Day without him. And it's rough. It's rough, ladies and gentlemen. So if you do know someone like that, sometimes a hug really helps. And then one other thing, John, on Father's Day, we can't forget the mothers, because without mothers, there wouldn't be fathers.
So, obviously. Well, they have their own day. Each mom's have their day,
yes.
And dads have their day.
Yep. Yes, they do. Speaking of moms, how is Dr. Moore doing?
Well, she's holding her own. There's good days and not so good days, and we're having more good days than not, so that's where we are. Thank you for asking.
Outstanding. For those that have been lifting us up in prayer and everything, I want to thank everyone. One, Teresa is handling this with us a little bit better. It's a day-to-day thing, like you said, but for the last several weeks, I have felt marvelous. We're getting ready to start the second triad of the chemotherapy this week, but I have felt marvelous. I have managed last week to spend 5 days in the shop turning barrels and building platforms. Sent you a couple of pictures this morning, John, of a new paint job that we developed for a customer, and I think we're going to include it on more bills. Looks rather interesting. Teresa calls it reptilian. And
okay.
Take a look at the picture. It looks, it turned out far better than I expected. And this one is in an urban pattern, which means it's a combination of different shades of gray and black. And it really did. Sent the pictures to Tim, so hopefully we'll get them up on the website and other folks can sit there and look at them and see what they think. But firearms tip of the week this week, function checks. Every rifle I build, everything that I work on, I don't care what it is, before it ever leaves the shop, I make sure it has a full function check in the shop, that all the safeties work, that all of the components and everything are tight and doing what they're supposed to, and always do a live round function check. Ladies and gentlemen, most people don't understand what a true function check is on a semi-automatic rifle, or pistol for that matter. When you do a function check, you lock the bolt or the slide back, you place a magazine in with one round, you let the slide or the bolt fall forward under its own volition and everything, no assist, and find out, you moment that happens, and you put the safety on. Of course, you're on the range and you're pointed in a safe direction, preferably at a target or a backstop, and you pull the trigger. The safety should function and the gun should not go off. If it is a 1911 style handgun, there are a couple of more steps that we do. One is that we take the safety off and hold the gun in such a manner that you're not depressing the grip safety, and see if the trigger will pull. If the trigger will not pull, the gun will not discharge. That safety is functioning properly. Then the third, or in you're not using a 1911, the second step is to actually aim the gun, pull the trigger, and see if it goes off. If that functions properly, ladies and gentlemen, the first function check is done, but you're not over. The second function check that you will perform is to take the same magazine, put two rounds in, and repeat the first step. What you're looking for this time is not only for the gun to fire, but for it to eject and pick up the second round, chamber it, and be ready to fire again. The caveat is when that second round is chambered, you do a second function check on the safeties. Reason for this, and the reason I'm bringing it up today, John, is I ran into a very, very, very unique problem this weekend. And it kept me befuddled from Friday when I first encountered it until yesterday afternoon when I fixed it. And it was on an AR platform that was a very expensive single-shot rifle. You would fire the first round, it would eject, it would pick up the second round from the magazine, but you couldn't pull the trigger.
Really?
But if you would, but if you ejected the second round, picked up a third round, and pulled the trigger, it would fire. And once it fired, it would eject that round, pick up the fourth round, chamber it, and you could not pull the trigger. And I chased this and chased this. I checked buffer spring tensions. I checked buffers. I checked bolts for binding. What I found out, ladies and gentlemen, is something I have never found in any rifle or handgun. That was the problem. And it was a faulty safety, John.
No kidding.
That's exactly what I set there, and I discovered
it.
So
the safety was engaging. The safety was engaging itself.
The safety was engaging itself, and what told me that it was malfunctioning is I went to put the safety on to lay the gun down and get ready to check it. Discovered that the safety would not engage
because it already was engaged. It was already engaged.
Because it was already in, but it was on the fire selector.
It was also indicated on. It was indicated it was on fire, but it was actually already on safe.
Exactly, and took it back in the shop and was scratching my head and trying to figure out how this happened. And as I was removing the grip from the back of the AR, I turned the screw that holds the grip in place about a turn and a half, and all of a sudden I saw the safety move. And I thought, what? So I went ahead and verified again that I'd cleared the weapon, which it was. Good thing to always do, ladies and gentlemen. Never just reach up and pull a trigger. That's how accidents happen, and there's no such thing as an accident with guns. It's unintentional discharges. But I made sure that the weapon was cleared and reached up and pulled the trigger, and it engaged. So I went ahead and removed everything and pulled the safety out. And evidently in the manufacture of this safety, there was a machining burr on the safety, and it was right there where the detent pin holds it. And the only thing I can figure out, because I couldn't be inside the gun to see it actually happen, but in the cycling of the bolt, the safety would shift just enough that it would rotate just a thousandth of an inch or so, whatever was required to prevent the trigger from functioning. But in the process of cycling the bolt back and letting it go again, it evidently would move the safety over to where it would function normally. So, function checks, ladies and gentlemen. I recommend them highly every time you go to the range. It prevents accidents. And also, if you clean the gun and totally disassembled it, it tells you that you put it back together properly. So, but I've written that one up in the books, John, as one of the oddities that I have run into. And if you do happen to run into this out there sometime, ladies and gentlemen, a gun that defies reason like that, just stop and think about it or find your gunsmith. Don't trust it to function properly, because that's how people get hurt.
Right. Well, Jimmy, I don't know who manufactured the AR, but I know it reminds me. You talk to guys at work, and I know several retired automobile factory workers. They said never buy a car that was manufactured on a Monday or a Friday.
Yeah, I know that one. Yep. Well, the other thing, too, the safety is an incredibly minor part in the as far as the big picture goes of the rifle. It's one of the smaller parts, other, you know, just counting screws and springs. And they're manufactured by the gazillions a day by probably almost as many manufacturers. And to look at in the AR platform, there's nothing to it. It's a cylinder with a notch and a handle. And it's got a slot with two little detents in it that the spring and the detent just make sure that the safety is on or off. And the chance of something going wrong with anything is always great. But this one was just such a perplexing problem. It was, Teresa said, if I had any hair right now, I'd have been pulling it out. Because just the expression on my face, why isn't this thing working? And but ladies and gentlemen, function checks, I highly recommend them, and you should always do it. I mean, it's not a maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. If you ever clean your gun, which all of us should, that's something that we need to do as soon as we're done and putting it back together, is to make sure that it functions. A good example of that, John, the most common failure to fire problem on the AR-15 platform, even, well, M16 as well in the military realm, the most common reason for failure to fire is that when they're reassembling the bolt after cleaning it, they're talking to someone, they're watching the football game, they're daydreaming about the date night with their wife or whatever, and when they install the firing pin, they don't ensure that the firing pin is all the way in and put the cotter key in. And if the cotter key is in front of the retainer, ladies and gentlemen, you can pull the trigger all day long, and that gun will not do anything. And it all comes back to not paying attention when reassembling something. And I have had numerous times customers come in that their gun is broke, and it is an AR platform. It won't fire. Worked great yesterday. And pop the bolt out, and the first thing I do is I push on the back of the firing pin and see if I push the bolt into the bolt carrier group so it's fully retracted.
Right.
And then push on the firing pin to see if I can see the tip of it. And if I can't, just go ahead and pop the cotter key out.
Right.
Push it in. People look at you sometimes like, did I really do that?
Right. It would be pretty humiliating to be standing in front of your gunsmith while he's doing this, but it's got to be done.
Yeah, and it is I look at them and I make them feel better because, John, I have done that. I've done it more than once, and most of the time that I've done it, it's because I was tired. And I did it one time in the Coast Guard after a boarding. We'd been through a boarding blitz, and we got back on the boat, stripped the guns down, washed all the salt water out of them and everything, and putting them back together. And when you've done it long enough, when you pull the trigger and hear the hammer fall, the AR-15, ladies and gentlemen, is unique, or in our case then it was the M16, is unique in one pattern. When the hammer falls, it makes a very distinct sound striking that firing pin when there's no ammunition in it. And it's a very distinct, solid clack. If you've got the cotter key in the wrong place, it's a thud.
Right.
And it's a very disheartening thud when the rest of your boarding team members are sitting right beside you going, oopsie.
That's right.
But, ladies and gentlemen, safety is the main thing with any firearm, and I don't care if it's an air rifle, if it's airsoft. I don't care. We all have to be our own worst enemy when it comes to safety. And by our own worst enemy, be nilly-nagger. If you are not paying attention to what you're doing and you do something, I will just call it foolhardy, inattentive, get on yourself and get on yourself in front of your friends. Let them know that you did something stupid. Or not very bright, if you don't want to call yourself stupid. I'm stupid sometimes, young.
Unwise.
But, Unwise, that's a good one. I like that one much better. It doesn't sound quite so harsh. But on the news side of it right now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll kind of jump off into that. Got a couple of news updates. One, we were talking last week and the week before about Chicago. What's the name of that town in Lake County over in Illinois, your neighbor? The one that banned the ARs.
I know the town you're talking about. The name's escaping me right this moment.
Yeah, it's a Chicago suburb. Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. It's a village. Deerfield,
that's right.
Well, they, in their bright wisdom and everything, they have been stopped in their tracks. Last week, the court hearing, they upheld an injunction against them to stop them because today that was supposed to go into effect. If you had not gotten rid of your assault weapons, if you not moved them out of the area.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. Hold that thought. We've got a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
June, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. Well, what happened is last Tuesday, the day before the law was supposed to go into effect, the court ordered a restraining order that the law could not go into effect because simply and factually it's 100% totally unconstitutional. It banned any assault rifle and the definition that they had written in for what an assault weapon was, it was assault weapon, not rifle, and large capacity magazines, which included everything over 10, that held more than 10 rounds, that you can't do that. And the judge sided with the gun rights groups, National Rifle Association, Second Amendment Foundation, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms, everybody that is anybody in protecting our gun rights had a lawsuit against these people. And guess who the legal team was representing Deerfield, John?
I have no idea.
None other than our good old friends, the Brady Center. And they're doing it pro bono. Golly gee willikers.
Well, that's no surprise.
But they've already said that they are going to appeal it because they feel it's their right. But they're looking at their options right now, and they're going to take it to the Illinois Appellate Court. So the battle's not over yet, ladies and gentlemen. It's just slowed down. And now on another lighter note, you're going to love this one, John. A female candidate for governor in Florida, I believe, on her stump speeches, she has told her supporters that once she is elected governor, as soon as she is sworn in, she is going to sit down and outlaw all guns in the state of Florida.
Really?
Every gun. Yes. And at first I heard this, I thought it was something out of The Onion or maybe Saturday Night Live, but no, this woman seems to think that by the stroke of her pen, she can outlaw all guns in the state of Florida and with the right support can do it across the world.
Well, isn't she special?
Oh, I tell you, she's very special. They've got a very special room with her lined with rubber and a very nice jacket that
Now, this woman is a candidate, is or could be a candidate for governor of the state of Florida.
She is a candidate. I'm trying to remember her name. I had it on one of my sheets.
Now, is she a primary candidate, or tell me?
It's in primary, yes.
Okay, well, that's not going to go anywhere.
Primary candidate.
I presume she's Democratic, the Democratic primary.
Yes. Yes.
That's not going to go anywhere.
But the amazing part of it is, ladies and gentlemen, if you look very closely, every candidate so far this year in primaries that has run on the anti-Trump ticket and has run on the anti-gun ticket has lost. And that gives me hope, John, because maybe the American people are waking up, are starting to take notice, and are starting to let their voices be heard. On that same note, ladies and gentlemen, 202-224-3121, Capitol Switchboard, Washington, D.C. Congress is back in session right now, and we need to keep hammering Senate Speaker McConnell to get the Hearing Protection Act and the National Reciprocity Act to the floor before October, ladies and gentlemen. If they get both of those bills voted on and passed, then the Republicans are insured maintaining the House and the Senate, because that is why everyone is watching them.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Okay. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 18th of June. Something in relation to what Jimmy was just talking about, this nutcase gubernatorial candidate in Florida. On my homepage at thelibertyman.com, right-hand column, the very bottom thing on the right-hand column, it says, Humor, Los Zetas Marketing Memorandum. This is a little article I wrote, a fictional memorandum from the director of marketing of a South American drug cartel to the leader of the drug cartel, outlining the marketing of real weapons of war once the United States has banned normal rifles, shotguns, and pistols, which is exactly what would happen in Florida. This woman who would like to be governor of Florida She really believes that drug cartels that bring in cocaine by the ton can't and won't bring in full automatic AK-47s, rocket-propelled grenade launchers, and so forth when the opportunity presents itself because of her idiotic law that she would like to pass. That's her belief. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. Energy cleaners are a great way to help you mitigate arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. If you're putting up with arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Are you going to keep taking pills and harming your liver? It's not a good thing. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Joint pain, back pain, same thing. You need an energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. And the mattress pads that go with it, well, everything's in stock. The twin size, full size, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size, everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment. You can get the details at my website where the energy cleaner is for sale, of course, and the mattress pads. The energy cleaner is only $285, should be included, by the way. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or money order. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gisling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Jimmy, do we have any legislative updates on either nationwide reciprocity or the Hearing Protection Act, either one?
No, sir. Right now, they're both sitting in a stack on McConnell's desk. And we've got to call them, ladies and gentlemen, 202-224-3121. Call the switchboard. Get your senator's office first. If they happen to be a Republican that is up for re-election this time around, explain to them that if they want to get, you know, keep their jobs, that they need to get on McConnell and get this thing to the floor for a vote. After you do that, you make a phone call to McConnell's office, since he is the senior of the Senate, you are his constituent because his will is put upon your senator. So no matter what his office says, well, you're not from his district or whatever, blah, 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 inform them, excuse me, yes, you are, because he controls what your senator can vote on. And we've got to stop asking, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to start demanding. And actually, I've been a demanding individual of Congress for quite some time. Got me in hot water with a couple of them occasionally, but so be it. And but, ladies, we have to stay on top of them. Call your local offices. Call McConnell's local offices. Load it up. I'd love to see us shut down the switchboard for about 2 weeks just on this subject. I mean, there's a bunch of other things that we could call on as well, and if you've got something else that's bothering you out there right now that's going on, be it immigration, drugs, whatever, after you cover the National Reciprocity and the Hearing Protection Act, then cover that one as well. If you really want them to take notice, write them a letter, pen and paper, and mail it to them. They figure that if you take the time to write a letter, there are several thousand more that would do the same thing, and they do take it very seriously. So legislatively, that's all we've got going on this week. Now, on the lighter side, our friends over in Israel have got a new, let's see, what should we call this, entree for us to feed our 5.56 rifles. I sent you this last night, I think, John, in an email talking about it. They've got a new IMI, Israeli Military Industries, has a new ammunition out, and it's called the Razor, Razor Core. And what this is, ladies and gentlemen, it's a 77-grain bullet for the 5.56 AR platform or any rifle chambered in 5.56. Intended mainly for barrels with a 1-in-7 twist, but this is a production match-grade ammunition, John. Subminutive angle accuracy and a good rifle. And they're not saying exactly yet what the insert in it is, but the M85 green tip ammunition with the Sabot on the inside, the steel penetrator. This one has a type of penetrator inside of it as well, but it's intended to puncture through body armor. And not only puncture through body armor, but to be able to do it at range. So they're advertising that it's very reasonably priced ammunition, which I guess is to mean that it's less expensive than the M855 green tip, and it's intended for running in the M4 and the M16 platforms. So, you know, something new for people to look at. I intend to get some here whenever it is available and run some of my own ballistics on it and just see how it performs. But since most of us, ladies and gentlemen, are not going to be shooting through body armor, where ammunition like this could be of use, especially in people that live in a rural setting, like we do out in the country, and do have a AR platform in 5.56 for home defense or for just regular use around the ranch, a good old truck gun. They advertise that if your sights are set up for using standard balls or military ammo, that you don't have to make a major adjustment to your scope or for this ammunition to shoot the same as the other or very closely. And the one instance where I could see that this would be useful, well, I'll give our area where we live as an example. Okay, this is not going to be East Coast or anything like that, or probably out where you guys live, John. But out here, there are individuals that still rustle cattle, poach deer and other animals and everything else, and of course run drugs through the backcountry. And there have been several occasions where individuals would come across Texas and up through the mountains and then come down the little windy roads back here into the Pecos Valley transporting drugs, and they'll get into a race with the sheriff's department or something like that, tear up a car, run other people up the road and such. And in a situation like that, ladies and gentlemen, if you are threatened with a vehicle, a piece of ammunition like this could be very, very useful in shutting down the car. I'm not saying shutting down the driver, I'm saying shut down the car. The 855 ammo with the tungsten insert, same purpose. You aim at the radiator engine block area, and the purpose is to disable the vehicle. Not so that you can run up and arrest the bad guys, but you can stop them from hurting anyone else and then let the law enforcement get there to do the rest. So, yeah, it sounds like a very unique combat round and everything, but it doesn't hurt, ladies and gentlemen, to have a box of it around just in case. Kind of think outside the box, right, John?
Absolutely. Well, I don't advocate people using deadly force unless their life is being threatened. You're putting yourself in a real trick bag legally if you do that.
Yes, sir.
A gentleman locally, he served, I think, 20-plus years in a state penitentiary. He heard on the police scanner two men were escaping, having committed a bank robbery. He knew the direction of travel. He knew the vehicle. And he shot the vehicle and killed one of the two bank robbers, and he ended up going to prison himself. So it's risky business, using deadly force when your own life is not at risk. It really is, and I do not advocate that.
We got into a discussion. Go ahead.
Well, I should mention that what you're shooting at and what you hit are not necessarily going to be the same thing.
Exactly. We'll talk about that in the second hour a little bit on training. But the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, at the Carlsbad Gun Show, Sunday mornings at gun shows are what we call vendor time. Normally, people are in church or they're getting up late and not moving real quick. So the vendors will visit the other vendors' tables and see what they've got. Maybe do a little bit of horse trading here or there. Or, you know, with our gun shows and everything, about 8:30 to 8:45, we always have a Sunday morning devotional and prayer time. And then kind of get out and visit. But we got into this discussion, and I can't remember exactly how it got there, but it wound up being a very interesting discussion that involved about 15 or 20 of the vendors. And it was whatever happened to citizens' arrest. And what brought it up was one of the vendors, he lives over near Las Cruces, New Mexico, was called to jury duty and was selected for the jury pool. He actually sat in on a case, and that what it involved was a drug deal, notorious drug dealer in the El Paso, Cruces, Deming area, that the individual was in a parking, I can't remember what store it was, but he was in a parking lot and witnessed a drug deal going down right next to his car. He was trying to get into his car to leave, and two guys were completing a drug deal right there beside him. And the one individual, when he asked him to move so he could get into his car, made some snide comment or something. And the guy says, "Look, I'm trying to get out of here and go home." And, of course, the guy turned around, punched the individual. He returned punches, knocked the guy down, and this time the guy in the other car hauled butt because he didn't want to get arrested, but in the process backed into another car, injuring the woman that was in it, and the individual had knocked out the guy that he hit and pulled the other driver out of the car before he could hit anybody else because it was a tight parking lot. Well, he gets arrested for assault and battery of the drug dealers, and when the police got there, he was sitting on the driver, keeping him from leaving, and telling the police that he just made a citizen's arrest for, you know, the guy hitting him first, and then this guy ramming the other car, hurting another individual, and this guy was on trial for assault and battery on the two drug dealers. And to hear the vendor talking about it and everything, he was 100% in favor of what the guy had done, couldn't convict him of anything, but the instructions that the judge gave them left no doubt that they had to convict because the judge didn't see where this guy had a right to detain someone for assaulting him. And it led into a very long, drawn-out conversation, John, and I was just curious. Missouri, is there any provision in Missouri for citizens' arrest anymore?
Absolutely. That's never changed. That's never changed at all. So, yes, Missouri citizens can detain or arrest. They're basically synonyms. So when they observe the crime taking place right there in front of them, they cannot arrest somebody for a crime that was done and they weren't there watching it happen. But yes, citizens' arrests are done routinely in Missouri, and it's not an issue.
Okay, great, because see, you used an operative word there that was brought up in the in our conversation there. Observe. And that's what this guy did get off. You know, he did not get convicted or anything on it. His attorney presented such a case that the prosecutor just basically had to shut up hearing the vendor talk about it. It got to the point that the prosecutor could not pose an argument without basically incriminating himself and tearing down the entire legal system. And
right. Well, that
it
never
got
should
us
have gone
all
to
the talking
trial.
Much more.
The
no, it shouldn't.
You know, I've been involved in hundreds and hundreds of criminal cases, and that prosecutor did not exercise a very good judgment in going ahead and filing charges.
No, he didn't, and that was of course one of the great conversations. Who is this guy? Is he up for election again? Probably won't get elected next time around. I don't know how your area is out here, but in New Mexico, the DAs are elected.
Right. Well, the same way in Missouri, prosecuting attorneys are elected. Right.
But, ladies and gentlemen, that's the mentality of our legal system right now.
Well, it's not the system doesn't have mentality. The individuals in it do. But that's going to vary.
Yeah.
These are people being people. It's going to vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. We have a break here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 18th of June. visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy, before we get back to our discussion, I want you to tell people about what the OOPS kits are, what they are, and why people should get them, and how they can get them.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, an OOPS kit is a very simple little item that everybody should have for their firearms. What it contains is the most common wear items or loss items that basically without them, your gun doesn't function. AR platform, you've got the detents and the springs for like the takedown pins, the safety, things like that. You've got also will include like the detent and the spring for the buffer tube. Items such as that on your Glocks, we found out that there's only two parts to their recommended OOPS kits, and that's a firing pin and the firing pin spring, two most common wear items and possible loss items in the Glock. But the purpose of these, ladies and gentlemen, is if you're out in the field and let's say you have a malfunction, you feel stripped the gun to clean it, remove debris or whatever that's caused the problem, and in the process of putting it back together, one of those little springs pops out and, you know, pulls a Houdini or a Casper on you, then now you've got a situation to where your gun isn't going to function very well or function safely. So if you'll contact us, either go to the DesertEagleShooters.com and use the contact portion of the webpage there, or you can just drop us an email at jimi@hdc-nm.com and let us know what model gun you've got and that you're looking. Just in the subject line, just put OOPS or OOPS kit, and then I'll know exactly what to look for, because sometimes a bunch of my stuff, John's been winding up in spam. But they're very important items to have with you, ladies and gentlemen, and they're small enough that you can find places to store them on the gun. As I was telling John on one of the shows previously, one of the police officers that I know, actually he's a sheriff's deputy, on his handgun, you remove one of the grips, and underneath the grip, between the grip and the frame, he had hollowed out a section on the grip that he kept his spare springs and such, that if something broke, he had the parts right there to put his gun back in operation. So if you just drop us a note, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care if it's an AR, if it's a shotgun, if it's a rifle of any kind or a handgun, we'll locate the proper items that you need, let you know how much it costs, and then we can get them together and get them sent to you. I recommend that everybody have an OOPS kit for every gun they own.
That's outstanding. I recommend people do that. I put my own together over the years, and it's just the right thing to do. We have a top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting.